If there's any questions from the brothers, you're welcome to ask questions from the floor. Also, if there's sisters upstairs, if you have any questions, if you send them down on paper and we'll get them answered, inshallah.
I've got a question regarding Sunnat Muakkadahs. How important is it to pray Sunnat Muakkadahs? Because I've noticed few, especially in our song, he only bothers to just pray this first prayer.
ويسألكم عن أهمية السنن المؤكدة يعني سنن الرواتب لأنه لاحظ من بعض الشباب وابنه أنهم لا يصلون إلا الفرائض. The question is regarding the importance of praying sunan al-rawatib or sunan al-mu'akkada, because he's noticed from some of the youth that they only pray the fourth prayer.
السنن المؤكدة فضلها عظيم.
The sunan al-mu'akkada, i.e. the emphasized sunnah prayers, the virtue of them is a lot.
ومنها السنن الرواتب قبل الصلاة وبعدها.
And these include the sunan al-rawatib, i.e. those sunnah prayers which are prayed before the fard or after the fard.
وهي نصرة على الشيطان.
And these sunnah prayers, it's like a victory over shaitan.
فأنت يا مسلم.
So you, O Muslim.
دينك بيت.
Your religion is like a house.
الواجب هو البيت.
The obligation upon you is the house.
والسنن الرواتب هي السور.
However, the sunan al-rawatib are like the walls around the house.
والنوافل سور ثاني.
And then the other nafil prayers are another outer wall.
إذا أرادك الشيطان.
If shaitan wants you.
لن يستطيع أن يصل للفرائض.
He won't be able to come straight and catch you with the faraid.
بينه وبين الفرائض نوافل ورواتب.
Because between shaitan and between your fourth prayer are two walls, i.e. the nafil and the sunan al-rawatib.
إذا كنت تصلي الفرائض
فقط.
إذا كنت تصلي الفرائض.
But if a person prays the faraid
وتصلي الرواتب
and you also pray the rawatib
وتصلي النوافل تقوم الليل وصلاة الضحى
and you also pray some nawafil like at night or the duha prayer,
فإن الشيطان أولا يحاول أن يعطلك عن صلاة الضحى وقيام الليل.
Then the first thing that the shaitan has to do, he's going to try to stop you praying the nafil prayers like the duha prayer, the night prayer.
لأنه مستحيل أن يأتي إلى الفرائض.
Because it's impossible for him to reach the fard prayer straight away.
وأنت مستحيل أن تفرط في الفرائض وأنت تحافظ على النوافل والرواتب.
And it's impossible for you to be lazy with regards to the fard prayers, whilst you're very strict on the nafil prayers and the sunan al-rawatib with the muakkada.
فيجتهد الشيطان إلى أن يعطلك عن النوافل.
So therefore, Shaitan tries very hard to try to stop you praying the nafil prayers.
ثم يجتهد أن يعطلك على الرواتب.
And then he has to try very hard to prevent you from praying the sunan muakkada.
حتى يأتي إلى الفرائض.
And then after this he comes to the faraid.
إذا عطلت الفرائض ماذا بقي من الإسلام؟
And then if you stop praying your fard prayer, then what is there left from a person's Islam?
إذا أنت ينبغي أن تحمي الفرائض.
So you have to protect your fard prayer
بالنوافل.
By the nawafil.
الرواتب.
By the rawatib, the sunan mu'akkada.
فالذي يحرص على سنة الفجر القبلية.
Therefore, a person who tries his best to always pray the sunnah fajr that come before the fard,
ويعتبرها جزء من حياته.
And he considers it to be a part of his life, you know, part of his daily routine.
هل سيفرط في صلاة الفجر؟
Then will this person, if he's praying that always, will he become lazy about the fard prayer?
أبدا.
Never.
لذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
For this reason, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
لا يزال أقوام يتأخرون عن الصف الأول.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that people, they will keep delaying themselves from the first rows
حتى يؤخرهم الله.
Until Allah keeps them at the back.
لا تتراجع.
So never go back.
فالذي يتراجع خطوة.
Because the person who goes back by a step
سيتراجع ألف خطوة.
Then he will end up going back by 1,000 steps.
لو أننا جميعا حرصنا حرص شديد على الصف الأول.
If all of us we were diligent and tried hard about trying to always come to the first row.
وتأخرنا مرة.
But one day we were late.
أين نكون؟
Where will we be?
الصف الثاني.
At the most we'll be on the second row.
قريب.
Meaning close to the first row.
لكنني لو تساهلت في الصف الأول.
But if I am lazy when it comes to the first row,
وصرت أصلي في الصف الثاني.
And therefore I just start praying on the second row all the time.
في اليوم الثالث.
Then the third day,
الشيطان يردني للصف الثالث.
Shaitan will take me back to the third row.
في اليوم الرابع.
Fourth day,
الشيطان يجعلني متأخر أصلي ركعتين وتفوتني ركعتين.
On the fourth day, Shaitan will make me come late, and therefore I'll only catch 2 rak'at with the imam.
وأنا أقول لا بأس.
But I'm going to keep saying to myself, it's okay, no problem.
في اليوم الخامس.
The fifth day.
تفوتني الجماعة الأولى.
the first jama'ah, it misses you.
وصلي مع الجماعة الثانية.
And therefore you end up praying late with the second jama'ah.
بدأنا في التراجع.
And now a person has started going back and back.
في اليوم السادس.
In the sixth day.
لا أستطيع أن أصلي في المسجد. سأصلي في البيت.
In the next day, a person says in his mind, "I can't catch the prayer in the masjid. I just pray at home."
في اليوم السابع.
In the seventh day.
ما لا لن أصلي الظهر في أول الوقت. سأصليها في آخر الوقت.
The next day, a person starts saying that I won't pray dhuhr at the beginning of the time. I'll pray towards the end of the time. There's more enough time.
بعد ذلك يجمع بين صلاتين.
And then the next step is you start combining between the prayers.
بعد ذلك.
And after that,
لا يصلي.
A person doesn't pray.
هو الذي انهزم.
Because he himself has caused him to keep going back and back.
الصلاة كنز.
So the prayer is a treasure.
ينبغي أن تحمي من الشيطان.
And you have to protect this treasure from shaitan.
أحميها بالرواتب.
You have to protect this treasure from shaitan by the sunan al-rawatib, the sunan al-mu'akkada.
وبالنوافل.
And then on top of that, protect it from with the nawafil. Protect it with the nawafil.
الشيطان واثبت على النوافل كأنها فرائض.
And a person should be firm upon the nafil prayer as if it's your fard prayer.
لا تقبل التنازل عن النوافل.
Don't ever accept being lazy regarding even the nafil prayer.
لأنك إن تنازلت عن النوافل تنازلت عن الرواتب.
Because if
تنازلت عن الرواتب تنازل حتى تصل الفرائض.
Because if you become lazy about the nafil prayer, then you end up becoming lazy about the sunnah mu'akkada. And when you become lazy about the sunnah mu'akkada, then you start becoming lazy and forsaking the fard prayer.
نحن بشر.
Yes, we are humans.
قد نقصر في النوافل مرة.
And sometimes a person might be deficient when it comes to the nafil prayer. Or the rawatib, the sunan mu'akkada.
ونرجع مرة أخرى.
But the day after we come back to it.
يعني هي ليست بواجبة. ولكنها حماية لك.
Because although it isn't an obligation, but it is a protection for your obligations.
لا يوجبها عليك.
So we're not going to obligate upon somebody.
ولكن إذا أنت حرصت عليها.
However, if a person is focused on the nawafil and the sunan mu'akkada,
فسوف تكون أحرص على الفريضة.
Then a person will be more focused and attach more importance to the faraid.
وهي ليست بالمجان. ليست يعني مجانا هذه الصلوات. لها قيمة.
And these prayers, these salawat, it isn't something which is free, rather it has a value to them.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
من صلى في اليوم والليلة 12 ركعة
whoever prays 12 ركعات in the day and night
بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة
Allah will build for him a house in Jannah.
وهذا فضل عظيم.
And this is a great virtue.
نعم. اسأل عمران نسمح له هذه المرة. لا ليس آخر سؤال لا ليس الكثير لا بأس لكن ليس لا تكثر مرة يعني شوي شوي.
We've questioned for the benefit of the brothers, particularly the youth in our times where there's a lot of differing and confusion. It's important that the youth in particular they stick to the scholars and take our knowledge from the scholars. So who would the Shaykh recommend that the youth refer back to from the past and the present in our seeking the knowledge?
الأخ عمران يسأل السؤال وينبه على أمر لأهمية هذا الأمر للشباب خصوصا في أيامنا هذا حيث زاد الاختلاف وزادت الفتن والشبهات للشباب فيريد منكم أن تنبهوا الشباب على أهمية التمسك بالعلماء ومن هم العلماء الذين تنصحون بهم من السابقين ومن الذين الآن حاضر.
نعم هذا الكلام وهذا السؤال تترجم
سمعوه. First the question is for the youth, especially in our days today, in our time today, in which there's a lot of differing, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of discord and disunity amongst the people. What is the importance of sticking to the scholars, and who are the scholars from the past or the contemporary scholars who are living today, who the Shaykh advises us that we should follow them?
هذا السؤال يحتاج إلى درس كامل ومحاضرة كاملة.
This question it requires a whole lesson or a whole lecture.
ولكن أنا أقول للشباب.
But I say to the youth.
لو يقومون الآن الصغار هؤلاء واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة يقومون واقف قوموا وقوف نتكلم معكم.
أنا أقول لهم
إيه نعم خليهم يقومون وقف.
He wants the young four or five brothers to stand up.
قوم. قاسم. كلكم قوموا وقوف كلكم. لا بأس. قوموا واسمعوا. كلكم كلكم تقوموا كلكم. كلهم. وقوف وقوف لا بأس.
All of you stand up.
No, الحمد لله. أنتم إخواننا وأبناؤنا.
All of you stand up because you are our brothers and you are our sons. All of you.
Use the سؤال مهم جدا.
So this is an important question.
وسؤال الأخ عمران جدا مهم لكم أنتم الإسلام القادم.
And the question which Imran asked is an important question because you are the future of Islam.
أنتم مسلمون.
You are Muslims.
صحيح.
True.
نعم مسلمون. تؤمنون بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Do you believe in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
الجواب.
Yes.
نعم. تحبونه؟
Do you love him?
أكيد تحبونه.
Are you sure you love him?
نعم قطعا تحبونه صحيح.
Of course you love him.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم تعب.
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he became tired.
ضربوه.
They used to hit him.
هذا الرجل الذي أنتم تحبونه.
This man who all of you used to love, the people used to hit him.
من أجل هذا الدين.
And they used to hit him because of this religion.
من أجل الإسلام.
Because of Islam.
من أجل أن تصلوا الصلاة.
They used to hit him so that you can pray.
من أجل أن يصل الإسلام إلى هنا وهو في مكة.
They used to beat him for the sake of Islam reaching us here today whilst he was in Mecca.
ضربوه.
So they hit him.
شجوا رأسه.
They cut open his head.
كسروا ربعيته.
They broke his tooth.
طردوه من مكة.
They exiled him from Mecca.
وضعوا على رأسه القذارة قذارة الحيوانات.
And they used to put rubbish and impurities of animals on the back of his head.
تعب الرسول من أجلكم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم became tired because of you or for your sake.
فهل من المعقول يا شباب؟
So therefore, is it logical, O young brothers,
أن رسول الله الذي يحبنا,
that the Messenger of Allah who we love
ويحب الدين,
and he loves the religion
وتعب من أجل الدين,
and the Prophet who became tired for the sake of the religion
نأتي اليوم,
that we should come today
ونضيعه,
and we waste that religion.
صحيح. لا تضيعوا الدين.
So don't waste that religion.
حافظوا على الدين.
You have to protect and guard the religion of Islam.
نحن الكبار سنموت.
As for us adults, we're going to die.
وأنتم ستأتون في زمن بعد زماننا.
And you young brothers, you're going to be there when we are gone.
فإذا أنت لم تضع في قلبك خدمة الإسلام.
So if you don't put in your heart that you want to aid and serve religion of Islam.
والتمسك به.
And if you don't put in your heart that you want to hold on firm to Islam.
فيقال أنت ضيعت الإسلام.
Then it will be said about you that you wasted Islam.
ضيعت الإسلام. ضيعت الإسلام. ضيعت الإسلام. كلنا ضيعنا الإسلام.
That all of you have wasted and corrupted and lost Islam.
لا تضيعوا الإسلام.
So never waste Islam.
حافظوا عليه.
You have to protect it.
كما أن أباءكم حافظوا عليه.
Just as your fathers protected their Islam, you have to also protect your Islam.
وأجدادكم حافظوا عليه.
And your grandparents also protected Islam.
والصحابة حافظوا عليه.
And the companions, they used to also protect Islam.
فالإسلام ديننا جميعا.
Because Islam, it is all of our religion.
فاجتهدوا يا أبنائي.
So my sons, strive hard and work hard.
اجتهدوا في التمسك بالإسلام.
Try your best to hold on to Islam.
ومعرفة الإسلام.
And knowing about Islam.
والقراءة كثيرا.
And reading a lot.
والاهتمام بالقرآن.
And attaching importance to the Quran.
والاهتمام بالسنة.
Attaching importance to the Sunnah.
وسؤال العلماء.
And always asking the scholars.
لا تستحي.
Never become shy of asking the people of knowledge.
اسأل.
Always ask.
عن كل شيء.
Ask about everything.
ويجيبكم العلماء.
And the scholars or the people of knowledge, they will reply.
فأنا أوصيكم بالتمسك بالقرآن الكريم.
So I advise you to hold firm to the Quran al-Kareem.
حفظ القرآن الكريم.
To memorize the Quran.
السنة النبوية.
To memorize the Sunnah of the Prophet.
لزوم الصلاة.
And being firm upon the prayer.
لأن الصلاة.
Because the prayer.
صلة. يعني علاقة.
The prayer is your relationship.
بيننا وبين الله.
The prayer is our relationship between us and between Allah.
إذا أردتم أن تحفظوا الله,
if you want to
تحفظوا أنفسكم,
if you want to protect yourselves,
فاحفظوا أمر الله.
Then you have to protect the command of Allah.
إذا أردتم أن الله ينقذكم في المشاكل والمصاعب,
if you want Allah to save you in times of difficulty and trouble and anxieties,
فاحفظوا أمر الله.
Then you have to protect the command of Allah.
حتى ينقذكم الله من كل مصيبة.
So Allah can save you from all of the problems.
ثم عليكم بأهل العلم.
And then after this, what is upon you is the people of knowledge.
سواء الذين في بلادكم كفضيلة الشيخ.
Whether it is those who are in your town.
وطلاب العلم الكبار.
Like the major streams of knowledge.
الذي أنتم رأيتموهم.
That you have seen.
منهجهم سليم.
You have seen and you know their methodology to be good. يدعون للإسلام. They call to Islam. يدعون للسنة. They call to the Sunnah. يحبون الخير للناس. They love goodness for the people. ما يقومون بأعمال مخربة. And they don't stand up and perform actions which corrupt others. كهؤلاء الذين الآن يخربون ويفسدون في الأرض. Like those people who corrupt the earth. عرفنا دين آبائنا وعرفنا دين أعمامنا وأخوالنا وجيراننا. دين من حولنا. عرفنا دينهم بأنهم على حق. Those people, those students of knowledge, you know that their religion is the religion of the truth. فنحن نسير على دينهم. So therefore we have to follow that way. ونلتزم بأهل العلم الكبار. And we have to follow the major senior older scholars. من أول أهل العلم؟ الصحابة. The first people of knowledge are the companions. كل ما جاءك عن أمر من العبادة. Any act of worship which has come to you. هل فعله الصحابة؟ The question you have to ask is, did the companions do this? ضع هذا السؤال هنا. So put this question in your mind. أي عمل ترى؟ That any action that you see the people doing. من العبادات. The various types of worships and ibadat that people are doing. هل فعله الرسول؟ You have to ask, did the messenger do this? هل فعله الصحابة؟ Did the companions do this action? إذا فعله. If they did these actions. افعل. Then we do it. وإذا قالوا لا ما فعله. But if they say to you, no, the Prophet didn't used to do that. لا تلزموني بشيء لم يفعله الصحابة. Then you say to them, don't force me to do an action which the companions didn't used to do. أو أئمة الدين. Or the great imams or the great scholars of the religion. من أتباع التابعين والتابعين. Like those generations who came after the Salaf. وكذلك كبار العلماء. And also the senior scholars. ومما أنا أنصح بقراءة كتبه والاهتمام به. And from those scholars. Who I advise the people to attach importance to and reading his books. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Is Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. فهو إمام عالم. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah was a great imam and a great scholar. منذ أن كان في سنكم مثل سنكم. Even when he was your young age, he was a great scholar. كان معروف. And he was known. أنا أحب أن آتي نيلسون في سنة قادمة. I want to come to Nelson in next year. ويذكرون أحد منكم معروف بالعلم. And I want to know. I want to see some of you brothers to be known for knowledge, become famous for knowledge. دخل أحد أهل العلم دمشق. One of the scholars, he entered into Damascus. فقال وكان ابن تيمية عمره فوق العاشرة. One of the scholars, he entered into Damascus, and at that time Ibn Taymiyyah, he was about 10 years old, or just a bit over 10 years old. فقال أين ابن تيمية هذا؟ And this scholar, he said, where is this Ibn Taymiyyah? معروف. Why? Because he had become famous. فقال الرجل سيأتي الآن مجموعة صبيان. And a man said that now a group of children are going to come. ومن بينهم طفل معه لوح. And amongst these children will be one child, and he'll have a tablet or like a book in front of him. مهتم بالعلم. Why? Because he was always attaching importance to knowledge. فجاء الأطفال. When the children came. معهم ابن تيمية. Ibn Taymiyyah was amongst those children. قال تعال. And this scholar said to him, "Come." وأخذ منه اللوح. And he took that wooden tablet or that book from him. وكان معروف بقوة الحفظ. And Ibn Taymiyyah was known for his strength in memory. فكتب أحاديث. من كتب الرجل. الرجل. So this scholar, this man, he wrote some hadith down. قال اقرأها. And then he said to Ibn Taymiyyah, "Read these hadith." قرأها Ibn Taymiyyah مرة واحدة. And Ibn Taymiyyah once looked at those hadith. فمحاها الرجل. And then the man wiped those hadith away. قال اعدها. And then the man said to Ibn Taymiyyah, "Repeat those hadith to me." فأعادها ابن تيمية. So Ibn Taymiyyah repeated all of that hadith. فكان معروف وهو صغير بالعلم. Ibn Taymiyyah was known and famous for knowledge whilst he was very young. وغيره من العلماء كلهم على هذه الطريقة. And also many other scholars were upon the same way. تعلمون وهم صغار. That they used to learn about Islam and seek knowledge when they were young. لا تخاف على هذا العقل. Don't become scared regarding your intelligence. أعطيه معلومات. Keep giving it more knowledge. Give it more knowledge. هذا أكبر هارد ديسك. This is the biggest hard disk. خزن فيه ما شئت من معلومات. You can store in it whatever you want to store. لا تخاف. Never become scared. لن تنفجر من هنا المعلومات. The knowledge or information isn't going to explode over here. احفظ القرآن. So memorize the Quran. احفظ السنة. Memorize the Sunnah. اعرف الصحابة. Know who the companions were. وانت صغير. Even though you are young. يوم عيد. On the day of Eid. كان ابن تيمية كبر بسن هذا الشاب. Ibn Taymiyyah was the age of Abdurrahim. جلس في البيت. And he was sitting in his house. وهم خرجوا إلى العيد. And the other people had all left for the Eid. اشتغل ويحب العلم. But Ibn Taymiyyah used to love knowledge, so he was busy with knowledge. فخرجوا أهله بالصباح وقال أنا سأجلس في البيت. And the family of Ibn Taymiyyah, whilst he was a young boy, they all went out for Eid, and he said, look, I'm going to stay at home. And then when the family came in the night of the evening, and the family said to Ibn Taymiyyah, what have you benefited? You've been staying at home all that time, what have you benefited? He said, I have memorized all of Rawdatul Nadr. Rawdatul Nadr is a book of two volumes of
Ghali Usul Fiqh.
In a single day. So therefore you have to be like the Salaf. And all praises for Allah that even now the scholars, they are present. And the books are present, like for example the books that were written by Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. Everything that he wrote or what he wrote was from the Quran and the Sunnah. And also those scholars who came afterwards reading their books and reading their treaties, like our Sheikh Ibn Baz
rahimahullah.
And also from those scholars who are living that we have to attach importance to is the likes of our Sheikh Salih Al Fawzan. And there are many scholars in every country.
ليس في بلد دون آخر.
Not only in one country, exclusive to the other countries.
المهم ثلاث أشياء.
The main thing is three matters.
الكتاب والسنة.
That you follow the Quran and the Sunnah.
وفهم السلف الصالح.
And upon the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih.
أن يكون السلف قد سبقوا إلى هذا الشيء.
That whatever you do, you have to make sure that the Salaf have already done it.
نعم. تفضل يا شيخ. أنت ليش ما قمت مع الشباب يا شيخ؟
والله يا شيخ اسمحني الشيخ أحسن الله إليك في أمر مهم جدا منذ قدومي إلى هذا البلد وأنا دائما ألاحظ خاصة ونحن مقبلين على العيد الثاني إن شاء الله هو عيد الأضحى فكثير من الناس لديهم فهم مخطئ يعني في شيء من الخلط فيظنون بأن العيد أو الأضحية فهي شيء لا يقومون بها أنفسهم فيقولون نحن نأكل اللحم كل يوم سوف أقوم بالعيد في باكستان سوف أضحي في باكستان
لا يضحي هنا
فيبعثون المال
للفقراء
ويقول لكن لا يضحون هم في بيوتهم مع أبنائهم وكما قلت يا شيخ عليكم على الأطفال أن يحرصوا على الدين كما أحرصوا عليه أباءهم لكن أباءهم يعني بدأوا يمحوا هذه السنة عن أبنائهم فهم لا يعيشون نفس الشيء
صحيح.
فأصبح الأمر يعني عندهم خطأ وأنا حاولت ما أمكن أن أنصح
لا بأس جيد واضح سؤالك سبحان الله العظيم أنا البارحة في حسابي في تويتر أو قبل البارحة كتبت مثل هذا الكلام في صدقة الفطر أقول يا شيخ في صدقة الفطر الآتية إن شاء الله ترجم لا لا سأتكلم بسرعة فصدقة الفطر الآتية
with regards to zakat al-fitr which is coming up
ينبغي للآباء
it's appropriate for the fathers
أن يشركوا أبنائهم معهم
that they also you know bring their children with them and their children take part in it
من قبل وهذا عندنا كذلك في السعودية
this is what we also do in Saudi Arabia
الأب هو الذي يشتري زكاة الفطر
that the father he goes and buys زكاة الفطر
من السوق
from the market
ويذهب بها إلى الفقراء
and then he himself will go to the poor people alone
والأبناء لا يعرفون هذه السنة
but the children the sons who are home the children they don't know this sunnah
ينبغي للأب
But it is appropriate for the father that he brings the food to his house and he gives each child his bag and then they start measuring how much food they need to put in and then the child you know ties a knot in the bag and then you know the father will say son this much is for this house this is for this house and this is how the young boy or the young child grows up
هذه السنة.
And then he knows and he appreciates this sunnah.
كذلك في الأضحية.
And also when it comes to الأضحية, the sacrificing, the slaughtering.
إلى عهد قريب عندنا.
In Saudi Arabia until a very recent time.
كنا نجلس يوم في الصباح في الأضحية نشهد الأضحية مع والدينا.
In the morning period we would sit with our parents and we used to see the slaughtering.
ونجلس معهم وهم يقطعون اللحم.
And then we used to sit with our parents and we used to all cut the meat.
ويقسمونه.
And then we used to see them dividing the meat.
ويضعونه في الأكياس.
We used to see them putting the meat into the bags.
والأضحية لا تكون فقط للفقراء.
And the udhiya, this slaughtered meat on Eid al-Adha, it isn't only for the poor people.
لكل مسلم.
It's for every Muslim.
والفقراء.
And also the poor people.
فتعطي جارك.
So you give some of it to your next neighbor.
وجارك يعطيك.
And your neighbor gives some to you.
وهذا يعطي هذا.
And this one gives to another person.
هي سنة نبوية.
And this is the prophetic sunnah.
ليست خاصة بالفقراء.
It isn't specific to only the poor.
لكن لو أراد أن يبعث بها إلى بلد آخر.
But if a person wants to send his slaughtered meat to another country.
لا بأس.
There's nothing wrong with this.
ولكن يستحب أن تكون الأولى أن تكون عنده.
But it is better and more befitting or more appropriate that you try to give your slaughtered meat within your own community.
المهم لا تعطل هذه السنة.
The main thing is that this sunnah shouldn't be stopped.
وبإمكانه إذا كان كما يقول إني آكل اللحم يؤخر قبل الأضحى بأيام لا يشترون اللحم بحيث أن تكون الخزانة فارغة تحتاج إلى لحم فتكون لحم هذا الشهر هي تبدأ في الأضحية.
And if a person thinks that we've got too much meat in our house anyway, then what you do is before Eid comes, by a few days you don't buy any meat. And therefore the meat which you eat is going to be the udhiyah meat which has come. يسأل السائل كيف يعقل أن الشخص يكون شخص يكون مصاب بالجن أو مصارع بالجن في رمضان والجن والمعروف حديث النبي سلسلة الشياطين.
المراد المردة الشياطين المردة.
وش يقصد به؟
يعني العتاة أهل الطغيان من الجن.
من الجن.
طرائق.
The hadith.
مراتب.
The question is how can a person still be possessed with jinn in Ramadan when the shayateen are locked up? And the Shaykh Hafidhullah said that the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he speaks about the shayateen being locked up, it refers to the marada, i.e. like the major jinns or the criminal jinns amongst them.
وَإِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ مَعْهُ قَرِيمٌ قَرِيمٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ.
Whereas every person has a partner jinn with him.
يكون مع الإنسان كما أنه معه أيضا قريب من الملائكة.
And just as a person has angels with him, then this jinn always remains with that person.
فهؤلاء لا يصفدون.
So those types of jinns, they aren't locked away.
يبقون مع الإنسان.
They remain with the person.
No.
Is there any more questions?
Just adding to Mahdi's question in terms of the sacrifice. There's certain criteria on the animal. You know, animal has to be a certain type, certain age and certain type. In this country, it's difficult to, look at the animal. Depending on the butcher to, decide it.
في مثل هذه البلدان يصعب الذبح فعل الذبح ونحن نوكل الجزاء
لا بأس إذا كان هو يصعب عليه الذبح فيوكل من يذبح سواء هنا أو في بلد آخر لا بأس المهم أن لا تغيب هذه السنة أن يعرف الأولاد والجيل بأنها سنة والأضحية شعار لأهل الإسلام الأضحية شعار علامة لأهل الإسلام يريد أن يعرف المسلم وغير المسلم بأن هذا البيت بيت مسلمين يوم العيد الأضحى يتصدقون باللحم كما أنهم ليلة عيد الفطر يتصدقون بالطعام فهي شعار لأهل الإسلام فلا ينبغي أن تختفي عنا لا بد أن تبقى
Even if it's difficult for a person like in this country for himself to go slaughter then you can have a representative a butcher or another person even if it's another country who slaughters on your behalf the main thing is that this prophetic sunnah it doesn't cease it doesn't stop the Muslims should be known that when Eid al-Fitr comes in they give food and when Eid al-Adha comes in that they sacrifice animals this is like a symbol an apparent symbol of al-Islam يقول خلقت الشياطين من النار وأنهم يدخلون النار فكيف يعذبون
أي نعم هذا سؤال مشهور يقول الشياطين خلقت من النار
This is a famous question and it said shayateen are created from the fire and they're going to enter into the fire and therefore how are they punished
وهذا غير مستحيل
But this isn't something which is impossible
لأنهم هم خلقوا من النار وليسوا نارا
Because they were created from the fire, but they aren't fire themselves.
كما نحن خلق من طين.
Like for example, we are being created from clay.
ولسنا طينا.
But we aren't clay.
ومع ذلك لو أخذت طينة جرة الطين.
Yet if I was to take a utensil full of clay.
وضربتك به.
And I smack you with this clay.
تؤلمك.
Is it going to hurt you?
أنت من طين.
نعم يؤلمني.
أنت من طين. وهذا الطين هل هذا يؤلمك؟ يؤلمك قطعا. فكذلك الجن ليست نار وإنما خلقت من نار والإنس ليس طينا وإنما خلق من طين وإلا هو الآن بشر من جلد ولحم وإلى آخره. نعم.
A person, as humans, we are made out of clay. But if we were to take some clay right now and then hit you with it, it would hurt. So even though a human is created from clay, it doesn't mean you're clay now. Now you are bones and skin and muscles. And the same with the jinn, that they created from the fire, but they're on fire right now, so they can't be punished with the fire.
Hadith. يعني
القصة
أو صحة الحديث
ولا حديث إذا دخل رمضان
لا لا الرجل الذي فيه سعفة من الشيطان بمعنى أنه مصاب
يا شيخ قال أما ذكروا الصحابة ذكروا الرجل للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال لا أعرفه قالوا هو يجاهد ويصلي فبدأوا ينعتوا هذا الرجل للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى دخل للمسجد محل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال هذا رجل فيه سعته من الشيطان
هذا الذي فيه كبر قصدك
فقال فسأله الرسول هل حدث في
نعم نعم نعم
أنك عندما أي. دخلت إلى المسجد
قلتني أفضل من هذا صحيح بارك الله فيك
هذا صحيح
نعم صحيح والمراد بذلك أن الإنسان من نفخ الشيطان في الإنسان أن يرى بأنه أفضل الناس
من المصلين
أي نعم أفضل الناس وأنه خير منهم هذا من الكبر لا يجوز أن الشخص يرى بأنه أفضل الناس فقد يكون أفضل الناس من نستحقره ولا نره له قيمة كما قال النبي عليه السلام رب أشعث أغبر ذي ضمرين أي ذي ثوبين مرقعين مدفوع بالأبواب أي إذا دخل المجلس الكبار والذين عندهم مناصب ومال يأتون في الصدر وهو لا قيمة له يقعد عند الباب يقول اجلس عندك لا تأتي مع الرجال الكبار وهو أحب عند الله من كل هؤلاء فنحن لا ندري من هو الأقرب إلى الله عز وجل فقد يكون الأقرب إلى الله من يستحقره الناس لذلك لا تستحقر أحدا من المسلمين يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه فكيف بالذي كبره في ثوبه وفي مشيه وفي كلامه لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر فكيف الذي كبره في كلامه وأنا خير منهم أو كبره في مشيه وينظر الناس شجرا هذا أشد وأدهى نسأل الله السلام والعافية
وذكركم الحديث الشيخ فأمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم
أيه؟
أبا بكر رضي الله عنه
أن
يذهب ويقتل
الرجل هذا أسباب القتل أمر آخر لأنه يستحق القتل لكن
لما ذهب أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أيه؟ الرجل فوجده
قد قتل أيه؟
فقال كيف أقتل الرجل وهو يصلي
ثم علي نعم نعم
فقال فلما ذهب علي
وذهب قد ذهب نعم نعم
فقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أدركته وقتلته ما اختلف في أمتي اثنان
ما استحضر نص الحديث كاملا لكن الحديث أعلم أنه صحيح والمراد بذلك نفي الكبر وإبطاله نعم
Just as a general benefit from what some of the sheikh mentioned is that it's not permitted for a person to be proud or arrogant. However righteous you think you are, that person should never become proud or arrogant. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned a man who is, you know, his appearance isn't good and his hair is disheveled and he's got dust and dust upon him. And when he comes to the door, for example, all the rich people are at the front and he ends up sitting at the back. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this man will be beloved than all of those other people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never belittle another person, even in how you talk, even in how you walk, even how you walk amongst the people. You should never be arrogant. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever has an atom's weight of arrogance or pride in his heart will not enter into Jannah. So look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about an atom's weight in the heart. How about a person who is arrogant in his clothing? Or a person is arrogant in how he walks amongst the people? Or he is arrogant in how he talks in front of the people? So never belittle any other person, because perhaps that person you are belittling, he's the one who is closest to Allah.
No.
Just one more question regarding hijama. You know, it's common practice that people say that this is sunnah of Prophet. Somebody does need the hijama, that's fine, but if somebody is fine, you just want to act upon the sunnah of Prophet.
Mm. هل يتعبد الله بالحجامة على أنها السنة؟
نعم، نتعبد الله عز وجل بكل ما فعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مما لم يكن خاصا به. الشيء الذي ثبت بأنه خاص بالنبي فإنه خاص بالنبي لا نفعله، وأما ما فعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى في أكله وفي جلسته وفي كل شؤونه فإننا إن نوينا بذلك اقتفاء سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإننا نؤجر لقول الله تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة.
The question is, or to summarize the question, if a person has no illness but he wants to seek closeness to Allah through hijama because the Prophet used to do hijama, not as a cure, then is this something which is allowed? And the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he said yes. We can seek closeness to Allah through any action which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do, as long as that action wasn't specific to the Prophet. So for example, even in how the Prophet sits, a person tries to copy that. In those things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat, a person tries to eat that. And as long as a person intends that he wants to, you know, live like the Prophet, or he wants to keep up with the narrations of the Prophet, then he's rewarded for it. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, there is for you in the Messenger of Allah a good role model.
No.
I have a question. There's a lot of groups, you know, these days who call towards the Tazkiyatul Nafs. They say, you know, like, we are putting you on a program which will take you away from the sins. So on the parents, you know, like, they look really good because they are avoiding you from the, you know, like, general sins. However, when you go deep down, you know, into their aqaid and into their beliefs, you know, you see a lot of corruption in that. What is the method of tazkiyatul nafs in Islam? And how do we deal with these?
يسأل السائل أنه يوجد في هذه الأيام بعض الجماعات أو فرق أحزاب لديهم برنامج تزكية النفس برنامج ومرتب، وفي الظاهر أن هذا برنامج جيد لأنه يجنبك عن كثير من الذنوب، لكن إذا بحثت تحت هذا البرنامج ترى شيء من فساد العقيدة. أو يسأل أن هذا البرنامج، والأمر الثاني كيف تكون تزكية النفس.
سؤاله مهم. قبل أن أجيب على سؤاله أنا أبين ما هو أهم.
The question was regarding these programs that we see nowadays with certain groups, programs for tazkiyatun nafs. And the Shaykh answered that the question of the brother, it's a very important question. However, before I answer his question, I'm going to say something which is even more important.
أنتم أهل السنة والحديث.
That you are the people of the Sunnah and the people of Hadith.
وتفرحون وتشرحون إذا أحد قال لكم أنتم أهل الحديث.
And you become happy and you feel honored when people say to you, you are people of the Hadith. You are أهل الحديث.
أهل الحديث.
أهل الحديث.
هم أهل المحاريب. المحراب. الصفوف الأولى.
أهل الحديث. The people of the Hadith. They are those people who pray at the first rows. The people of the first rows.
أهل العبادة.
They are the people of worship.
أهل قيام الليل.
أهل الحديث are the people who stand in the night prayer.
أهل الحديث هم أهل مراقبة الله.
أهل الحديث are those people who have مراقبة. They are always conscious about Allah.
إذا صلينا نتمنى أن نكون هذا المسجد بكاء من خشية الله.
When we pray, we should hope that this masjid is full of people weeping out of the خشية of Allah.
لماذا نجد السلوك والزهد والتقشف واللين والذكر عند البريولية أو عند طوائف أخرى أو عند في لماذا؟
Why is it that we find spirituality, we find humility, we find softness, we find, you know, these type of things, piety, asceticism. Why is it found with the Brahmins and other than those groups?
أنت صاحب الحديث.
You are the person of the hadith.
أولى الناس بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And you are the one who is more worthy of the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كان النبي يبكي.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to weep.
إذا قرأ القرآن.
When he used to recite the Quran, the Prophet used to weep.
وأبو بكر يبكي.
And Abu Bakr used to weep.
وعثمان يبكي.
And Uthman رضي الله عنه used to weep.
يبكون.
And the companions used to cry and weep over the recitation of the Quran.
أنت لم تبكي مرة.
But you, as a person of Hadith, you've never cried and wept over the Quran.
لماذا؟
Why?
أنت تتبعهم في العقيدة.
Why is it that you follow them in aqeedah? تتبعهم في الصلاة. You should follow them in the prayer.
تتبعهم في البكاء.
Also, you have to follow them in their weeping and their crying.
في الخوف من الله.
And in how they were scared of Allah.
في مراقبة الله عز وجل.
And how they were always conscious of Allah.
في الذكر في الخلوة.
And how they used to always make dhikr of Allah when they were alone.
في قيام الليل.
And praying at night.
في الزهد في الدنيا.
And also a person being ascetic or away from the worldly luxuries.
فنحن بحاجة إلى تهذيب النفس.
We are in need of cultivating our souls and selves.
في الخطب والمواعظ.
Also when it comes to the sermons and the admonishment.
نريد خطبة. نريد خطبة وموعظة. تقرأ القلوب.
We want a sermon, we want a reminder which softens the hearts.
تتكلم عن الموت.
And therefore, a person should speak about death.
عن الجنة والنار.
And a person should speak about Jannah and the fire.
لا شك أننا نتكلم عن التوحيد.
No doubt we speak about Tawheed.
والسنة.
And we speak about the Sunnah.
لكن أيضا نريد وكذلك ترغيب وترهيب.
But also, we should be talking about الترغيب والترهيب, i.e. those actions which are desired for us to do and those actions which we should stay away from.
حتى يعظم في قلوبنا الخوف.
Why? So the fear of Allah, it becomes exalted in our hearts.
نريد خطيب يبكي.
We want a khatib, a person who gives a sermon who himself cries.
يذكرنا بالجنة والنار.
And he reminds us of Jannah and the fire.
ونريد كذلك مأمومين يبكون.
And also we want those people who stand behind the imam and they also weep.
حتى تهذب هذه النفوس.
Why? So that these souls are cultivated and they are softened.
تهذيب النفوس لا يأتي ببروتوكول أو تنظيم معين كبعض الجماعات والفرق.
So the purification of the heart, it isn't a certain program or certain protocols.
ليس هناك تهذيب نفوس جماعي.
And there isn't purification of the heart which is done in congregation.
تهذيب النفوس في شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Rather, the purification of the hearts is found in the Sharia of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
في صلاتنا.
In our prayers.
في قراءة القرآن.
In our recitation of the Quran.
في التفكر في الجنة والنار والموت.
In a person always thinking and contemplating over death and Jannah and the fire.
عثمان بن عفان كان إذا رأى القبر يغمى عليه.
Uthman radiallahu anhu, whenever he would see a grave, he would faint. And then they would have to tend to him in the house for 3 nights. Only if he saw a grave. Because of his fear of Allah.
Umar ibn Abdul Aziz.
And also Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. If death was mentioned with him.
إذا ذكر عنده الموت كأنه طير قد رش بماء يبكي.
If death was mentioned in front of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and you know how much knowledge and virtue that he had, then he would be like a bird who is, you know, drenched with water due to how much he used to cry.
أكثروا من عبادة الخلوات.
So therefore, in order to purify your souls, you have to increase in your worship which you do alone when nobody else is looking.
لا تكن عبادتنا فقط في المساجد.
Our acts of worship shouldn't only be in the masajid.
في بيتك اجعل هناك قسم أو زاوية خاصة بصلاتك.
In your house, there should be an area of the house which is specific for the prayer.
فيها مصحفك.
And also for recitation of the Quran.
تقرأ فيها القرآن.
You recite in that area the Quran.
تقوم فيها الليل.
And you stand in the night prayer.
تصلي فيها السنن.
You pray your rawatib or your sunan prayers.
تخلو بها مع نفسك.
And you remain alone, isolated with Allah in that place.
من السلف.
From amongst the Salaf,
كان 60 سنة ما وضع خده على 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 وسادته إلا ويبكي ولا تعلم عنه زوجته يبكي من خشية الله.
From amongst the Salaf were those people who they would never place their cheek on their pillow for 60 years except that they would be weeping due to the fear of Allah and their wife would not know this.
رواه ابن حبان.
And Ibn Hibban has narrated.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قام ليلة.
He one day he stood up at night.
هذا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الذي وعده الله بالمقام المحمود.
The one who has already been given the promise by Allah of المقام المحمود.
وغفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر.
And the one whom Allah had already forgiven all of his previous sins.
قام ليلة.
Yet one day Ibn Hibban narrates that he stood up at night.
وبكى حتى ابتلت خدوده.
He was weeping until the effects could be seen on his cheeks.
فقعد.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat down. And then he cried on crying until his beard became wet. And then he lied down. Then he wept even more until his pillow became wet. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Aisha radiallahu anha said, may my father and mother be sacrificed to you, what happened to you yesterday? And the Prophet said, "O Aisha,
لقد أنزل علي البارحة آيات.
Yesterday, ayat were revealed to me.
ويل لعبد قرأها ولم تدبرها.
And woe be to a person who recites these ayat.
ويل لعبد قرأها ولم يتدبرها.
Woe be to a person who recites these ayat and he doesn't ponder over them.
ثلاث مرات.
And he said this three times. Woe be to a person who recites these ayat and he doesn't ponder over them.
ثم تلا آخر آل عمران.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited the last ayat of Surah Ali Imran.
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ
Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth.
وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ
And in the alteration of the night and the day.
لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ
Are signs for the people of intelligence.
الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا
Those who remember Allah whilst they are standing.
وَقُعُودًا
And they remember Allah whilst they are sitting.
وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ
And they remember Allah whilst they are on their sides.
وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ
And they ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth.
رَبَّنَا
And they say, Oh our Lord,
ما خلقت هذا الباطل.
Oh our Lord, you did not create all of this in falsehood and vanity.
سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار.
Glory be to you, O Allah, save us from the fire.
لذلك يا إخواني,
so for this reason, O my brothers,
لن يمنعنا من المعاصي مجرد العلم.
O my brothers, just knowledge itself will not protect a person from sins. Just knowledge itself will not protect a person from sins.
فاليهود عندهم علم.
Why? Because the Jews, they also have knowledge. But they were disobedient to Allah. The thing which protects a person from sinning is knowledge and also actions. Worship. Reciting the Quran. Making dhikr, remembering Allah. Standing in the night in prayer. Giving in charity in secret. This is what moves our hearts. Any questions, any other questions? I don't know.
There's a question that...
No,
you know, one question about the sunnah prayers. So say you come to Fajr, Jamaat, and you know, there's not enough time to pray sunnah before. Can you pray after?
من أتى إلى صلاة الفجر ولم يسعه الوقت للرواتب لسنة الفجر
أي
متى يصليها؟
إذا ضاق الوقت لم يبقى وقت لسنة الفجر فإنه يصلي الفريضة ويقضي السنه بعد ذلك حتى لو خرج الوقت
if a person comes to the fajr prayer and there isn't enough time for him to pray the sunnah prayer before the fajr then he prays the fard prayer and then he can pray the sunnah fajr later on even if it's after the fajr time has gone
and regarding the zakat al fitr Shaykh said that you can put it to a side even if you make the niyyah that just done so can you do the same with zakat if you can't find somebody to give it to
بالنسبة
you put it even though the time elapses and put it away
بالنسبة التأخير زكاة الفطر بعد الوقت نعم قلتم أنه يجوز حتى تبحث
لا أنا لم أقول يجوز أنا أقول لا يجوز تأخيرها بعد الوقت يخرج قبل الوقت لكن لو فرضا ما وجد أحد ما وجد أحد فهنا ينوي الإخراج أنا أنوي أني أخرجتها فهي صدقة الفطر عندي أنا نيتي أنني قد أخرجتها لكن جعلتها في الصندوق هنا هي الآن خرجت مني أنا لكنها في الخزانة متى ما جاء فقير حتى لو بعد العيد أعطيه هذه الصدقة
بالنسبة زكاة زكاة غير زكاة الفطر
وكذلك زكاة المال نفس الشيء أنوي بها الإخراج متى ما جاء فقير أعطيه إياه
First of all, I didn't say that it's permitted for a person to delay zakat al-fitr. What I meant is, a person, he takes out his zakat al-fitr, and then it just so happens that you don't find anybody to give it to. In that situation, you've taken out your zakat al-fitr, you've intended it, now you've put it to the side until somebody comes to you, even if he comes to you after Eid, and you give it to him. And the same thing can be said for normal zakat. That you take the zakat out, and then if you can't find somebody to give that zakat to, you can delay it until you find somebody and then you give it to him.
No.
Just a question, just to see my text.
Okay. So Allah, last question.
Last question, Sheikh. This one is saying. Jani al Tayyib Misalam al Mijwah.
Tayyib.
ويقول بالإنجليزي يسأل عن luxury in Islam. الرفاهية في الإسلام.
أي. الإسلام الإسلام ليس دين
الترفه يعني
الرفاهية
نعم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا المزاح الضحك
لا رفاهية
الرفاهية السعادة والفرح ولا الإسلام ليس دين رهبانية الإسلام ليس دين رهبانية وانقطاع عن الدنيا.
مهدي, you asking about luxury,
that luxury. Yeah. ليش شيخ
luxury
يعني الترف.
الترف. سيارة جميلة, بيت جميل.
Mahdi is asking about a person who lives as a Muslim a life of luxuries, you know, luxurious car like a Mercedes or a luxurious thing.
سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت السائل.
عندي مرسيدس عندي 12 سنة.
أنت. جزاك الله خير.
First of all.
سئل النبي عليه السلام عن الرجل يكون ثوبه حسن ونعله حسن, هل هذا من الكبر؟ قال لا, إن الله جميل أو إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. فلا بأس أن الشخص يلبس الثوب الجميل والحذاء الجميل ويهتم بمظهره ويلبس البيت الجميل ويركب السيارة الجميلة, لا بأس, لكن من غير تبذير وإسراف. وإنما الله تعالى يحب إذا أنعم على عبده بنعمة أن يرى أثر النعمة عليه فيظهر ذلك, خاصة أمام غير المسلمين, لا يظهر أمامهم بأنه ضعيف, فإنه إذا ظهر أمامهم بأنه ضعيف يتهمون الإسلام بالضعف. وذلك يروى أن بعض السلف كان مع إخوانه يلبس اللباس العادي, ولكن إذا ظهر للناس لبس اللباس الذي فيه أبهة وفيه ترف من غير تبذير. قالوا لماذا؟ قال عزة للإسلام. فينبغي للمسلم أن لا يكون ضعيفا وإنما يكون قويا بدين الله, ولا بأس أن يلبس اللباس الجميل والحذاء الجميل ويسكن البيت الجميل بما أحل الله عز وجل من غير تبذير وإسراف, هذا مشروع. وظننت أن سؤالك عن الترف بمعنى المزاح, والمزاح مشروع والضحك مشروع ولكن بغير إسراف وإنما باعتدال. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ضحك وضاحك ومازح أصحابه ومازح ولاعب الحسن والحسين, فلا بأس بالضحك والمزاح بقدر معقول, لا يكون متفشيا يغلب على عادة الإنسان, فإن هذا مما لا ينبغي. نعم.
The religion of Islam, and we'll finish with this inshallah, the religion of Islam isn't a religion which forces us to live like monks and that we have to, you know, divorce ourselves from the dunya. Rather, it is legislated for a person that he wears beautiful clothes, beautiful sandals, lives in a good house, as long as it doesn't make a person arrogant. And the companions, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they asked him that one of us, he likes to wear good thobes and he likes to wear a nice, you know, nice shoes, nice footwear. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful, oh, he is good. And he loves beauty and he loves that which is good. So a person having a nice and a beautiful car or a house or clothing, all of this is something which is allowed and legislated, as long as a person isn't wasteful and extravagant. And that is the meaning of at-tabdhir. That a person becomes wasteful and a person becomes extravagant. And especially in front of non-Muslims. So don't dress in front of the non-Muslims as if you're like a weak or a poor person. Because if you act weak and poor and destitute in front of the non-Muslims, they're going to accuse Islam. They're going to say Islam is the one which is pure, poor, and Islam is weak. And for this reason, some of the Salaf, when they were sitting amongst their brothers, they used to wear, you know, normal clothes, you know, which weren't very good. But when they wear it in front of the other people, then they would put on their very good and expensive clothes. And when they were asked, you know, why is it that in front of us you're wearing just normal clothes, you know, poor clothes, and you go out to the people, you're wearing good, expensive clothes, they say to show them the izzah, the honor of Al-Islam, that Islam honors us like this. And therefore this is how a person should be. But as long as he's within halal and he isn't being extravagant. And also when it comes to a person laughing and joking, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to laugh, he used to make some of his companions laugh, he used to joke with his companions, he used to play with Hassan and Hussein, as long as it doesn't become something which is excessive.
Al hadith tashih lahu lamma sa'ala ar rajul an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ar-rajul yalbas thawb hasan wa na'l hasan, qala laysa min al-kibr, al-kibru batru al-haqq wa amtu an-nas. Al-kibr al-madhmum bima'na رد الحق, هذا كبر من حيث المذهب والديانة, ومن حيث التصرفات غمط الناس, يعني استحقار الناس, يرى بأنهم ليس في شيء, هذا هو الكبر. نعم.
And then the sheikh, he mentioned two hadith. The first hadith is when the companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said to him, one of us, he loves to wear good clothes and he loves to wear good shoes or good sandals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever Allah blesses his slave with a blessing, then he loves to see that blessing upon the person. And the second hadith is similar in wording. They asked the Prophet, oh Prophet, isn't this being arrogant and haughty? And the Prophet said, no, arrogance or haughtiness is in denying the truth and belittling the people. This is what arrogance and pride is. So we should never deny the truth and neither should we ever belittle other people.
InshaAllah ta'ala, mu'idna ghadan, بعد ساعات في يوم الجمعة إن شاء الله عقب الصلاة كلمة موجزة مع بعض الفتاوى ثم نوادعكم بخير.